my full cooperation during the process of transition in the coming days.
A recent headline in The Guardian dubbed Harper, quote, the last remnant of George W. Bush in North America. Under Stephen Harper, Canada became the only country to withdraw from the Kyoto Protocol, the international agreement setting reduction targets on carbon emissions. Harper slashed the funding of Environmental Canada and scores of environmental programs. Federal scientists were barred from speaking publicly without permission, an edict that especially muzzled discussions of climate change. A series of water laws were gutted as the government heavily promoted the expansion of carbon-intensive energy pipelines, including the Keystone XL that would deliver Alberta tar sands oil to the United States. The Harper government was also riddled by corruption scandals, voter fraud allegations, a struggling economy, and accusations of race baiting. Harper made a campaign issue out of banning Muslim women from covering their faces with the niqab or veil while taking their Canadian citizenship oath. The actual number of cases where this happened was just two. Harper was also criticized for his handling of First Nations issues, including staunchly opposing an inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women. Monday's result is also a major loss for the traditionally leftist New Democratic Party, the NDP, which fell from holding official opposition status to third place. The NDP led the polls in August but lost momentum as its leadership drifted toward the middle. In some areas, NDP leader Thomas Mulcair adopted a more right-wing stance than the Liberals. On the economy, Mulcair ruled out deficit spending to build infrastructure and create jobs. In a reversal of Harper policies, Trudeau has pledged to end Canada's anti-ISIL combat missions in Syria and Iraq while restoring ties to Iran. But he also backed some of Harper's most controversial initiatives, including the C-51 surveillance law, known as Canada's Patriot Act, and the Keystone XL pipeline, the fate of which remains in President Obama's hands. For more, we're going